gazlin the divrayim. If a person's only yosim midrabbonin, he's a gazlin midrabbonin. Like he plays cards, Rashi says he's a gambler. Is kosher le'edisisha. Then he's kosher for le'edisisha. But gazlin the divrei Torah. But if somebody's mom is over in Issa Gezel midiraisa, possibly le'edisisha. So you see, if you're a real Russia, you're possibly le'edisisha. So here you're a genuine Russia. If you kill the husband, you're a Russia. So how could you be an Eidechad and the Isha is allowed to get married because of you? So Moritz is, Nechura, Neymar Rav Menashe, the Yomar Rav Yehuda. Nechura, Rav Menashe goes like Rav Yehuda Shita. That says, but Gazan is not Nemun. So Mezoi, Nechura, that's like Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says in the Mishnah that when you say you killed him, you're not Nemun. So Rav Menashe that says that a Gazan is not Nemun goes like Rav Yehuda Shita. But in the Chanam, the Tanakhama, Val Mishnah, August on Rav Menashe. The Mora says no. Omelach Rav Menashe, no diyan lafin l'rabbonin. I go even according to the Rabbonin Shita. Even though usually a Rosha, a Gazlan, is not nemo to say Edis Isha, so how come over here a Ned is nemo to say that he killed the husband? The Teretz is, but time with the Rabbonin Hocha Kedirava. The Teretz is behold like Rav Shita, that we say Palgina Dibure. What's Rav Shita, the Yama Rav? Rav says like this at Sanhedrin. Odom Korav Eitalatzma, a person is a Korav to himself. V'yeinoda meisa matzma rosha, and you're not nemen on yourself. So that's a svara from Pagina Diburei. Over there, the case is when you say that that person had mishkav zocha with you, what you're saying that he did it to you, we don't believe you. If you're saying like he did it to you willingly, so then you're a rosha, what's nageya to you, we can't believe you. You can't say rishis upon yourself, call your korav to yourself. So that part we don't believe. We say Pagina Diburei. We only believe you that that person had Mishkav Zocha. But that you said he did it with you, that part of the Eidus, we don't believe you. See here also, you're saying that you killed the husband. It's like two separate Eidus. One Eidus is that man is dead, and secondly, who killed him? You killed him. So that you tell us that you killed him, we don't believe you. That you called Adam Karav Eitzalatzmai, since you're Karav to yourself, you have no power to say this about yourself when you're saying you did Rishis. So we can't believe you that you're the murderer. That we don't believe you on. But that you're saying he's dead, we say Pagina Deburei, and we believe you that he's dead. That's Rava's halacha. So according to Rava, it's good our Mishnah also. We say Pagina Deburei. What's Nageya to that person that he's dead, we believe him that he's dead. But that you did it, we don't believe you. But there's Rav Kivegi here talks about, Rav Kivegi learned it's not really Pagina Diburein, we're not living, splitting the deeper in half, but it's Pagina Nemonis it's called. We believe half of what you're saying. Like Lechura, he's right. Like Lechura, when you say Ploini, that person had Mishka Zacha with you, there is two different Diburim. That person had Mishka Zacha and with you. So we believe you that person had, but not with you. But Lechura, here it's one Dibur. Here all you're saying is that you killed him. So how can you divide it in half? So if you learn, it's not really Pagin Diburei, but it's Pagin and Nemonis. With that you say, we believe you halfway. There is in one word, you said like two things. You said, you killed him, means you and him. So we believe you that he's dead, but not that you did it. Kitzur, that's Pshat now at Tanakhama. So Hura, Lema Rab Yosef, Diyamak Rab Yehuda. So Mizrahi Rab Yosef over there in Sanhedrin, that does not say Pagin and Diburei. He argues on Rava. So the Chura, he has told like Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah that you don't believe him. So Malach Rabbi Yosef, says no. I know the Yarmer Afilu Rabbonin. I go even according to Rabbonin, and I'll tell you Vishani Yedis Isha Diakilu Barabbonin. Rabbi Menashe the Yarmer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef that says you don't say Pagin in the Burai. So by plenty Rabbanu Ritzoni, we don't believe you over there. But he says in our Mishnah though we do believe him, even though you're saying you killed the husband. Because by Eidus, the Rabbi Eidus Isha, the Rabbanim will make us to believe a Rosha. I, Rav Menashe says, we don't believe a Rosha. Rav Menashe is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita and Echonami. But Rav Yosef could go even according to the Rabbanim. And the Svar is, even though you don't say Pagina Deburei, but by Eidus Isha, just to tell an Isha that her husband is dead, since there's a Svar that she checks it out anyway herself, therefore you could believe a Rosha also. But then the Mishnah says, Horaktiv, Horagnu, Tinosei. So Reb Yehuda says a svara, it depends on what he's saying. If the Eid is saying that he killed the husband, we don't believe him. But if he says we killed the husband, then we do believe him. For the Gemara, what's the difference? Maishna haraktiv, or maishna haraknu. If you're saying we killed him, so you're saying somebody else did it also. But you're still saying you're a Russia. So how come you're allowed to say we killed him? Rabbi Yehuda, what he meant to say is, ani ha yisim hargav. When we doesn't mean I. It means I was there when somebody else killed him. So then you're Neman. Like you're Neman to say, you saw the way somebody else killed your husband. So you're not a Russia, therefore you're Neman. Mashenke, when you say you killed him, you're not Neman. For the Gemara of Atani, we learned like this. Amulon Rabbi Yehuda. Maisa once happened the story, Belistim by Rabbit Echod Sheyotzli Horig. That they were put in prison and the judge came out to kill him. The Mzigas Kaputki in this place. The Yomalahem, now the list of the robbers said before they went to kill him, Lechu go Amulon Eshes Shimon Ben Koyin. Go to the wife of Shimon Ben Koyin and tell her that Ani Harakti is Baila. Tell her you should know I, the robber, killed her husband. Vichnisos in the Lud, when I went into Lud. The Amulon, some say Vichnisos in the Lud. That when I came in, when he came into Lud, and the Maisa was v'hoshiya v'asishtoi, and the Chomim believed the Eidus, and the Chomim gave the wife a heta to get married. So Chura, you see, even though the Eidus here was that I killed him, still he's Nemot, the Kasha Reb Yehuda, or Malahem, so he answered back, Nisham Raya from there is a Raya. The aim of the story was that the robber just said, Ani ha yisi imhargav. The same thing. We have Yehuda would be gerus that story that the robber said, tell her husband that I was there when he was killed. So he's not saying he killed him. He's just saying he was there when he was killed. He's not a Russia. For the Gemara of all, listen katani. Anyway, Takashi, if the guy's a robber, so the guy's a Russia. So how could you believe him? Even though he's not a Russia for killing, but he's a Russia for stealing. Have the Gemara, shenitzva say they list this. Not that he really robbed. Just they thought that he robbed. There was a band of robbers there, and he was amongst them, and they pulled him into jail also. But he wasn't really rushed, he really didn't steal. For the Gemara of Yotzil, Harikotoni, it says they're about to kill him. So Masama, they tried him, and the vice says he did steal. They said he was guilty. And the Gemara of Bedin, the other Chavim, Tledaiki the Katli, who is the guy you should court. The guy you should court, don't check into the guy. You were there, but the robbers, we kill you also. So the story was that this person did not steal. He was just caught. That's all. But he's not a Russia. So that was the case. That's why Kronta viewed his Neman. All he said is that I was there when your husband was there, was killed. Therefore we believe him, because he's not a Russia. Right. The Mishnah says, Achochim shoses isha v'neder. If a man has a wife and his wife has a neder, and a man can't take it, she wants to be matter a neder. He goes to the Chochim say, none doing, I can't be matter his neder. Hachokim shoser es isha b'neder abayla. So, and then the husband can't take it, so the husband gives her a get. The lacher is a reza lo yisienu. This chokim now should not marry the wife. Because there'll be a laws going around, people will say, the reason why the chokim didn't matter the neder, because he wanted to marry her. So therefore the chokim himself should not marry her. Miyano, let's say a ketana gave miyan. She went vice versa in front of the husband, in front of business, and said, I don't want you anymore. Or she holds him in front of. Or else, there's a yibum, a chalitza, that they gave chalitza in front of a bezdin, b'fonav, is the sienu. Then the bezdin that was there, b'shas the chalitza, b'shas the mian, one of the dayanim is allowed to marry her. B'vneishu bezdin, because there is not a chshad, because there are three people together. So we're not afraid all three want to marry her, it's not true. So therefore, either one of them is allowed to marry her. It's only by chokham one person, we're afraid maybe the reason why he wasn't matter another was because he wanted to marry her. So the Gemara Hotiru, Mashmado, if the Chokham was Matan the Neder, then Yisienu, then he's allowed to marry her. For the Mabba Maya Skinu, what are we talking about? Ilayma Bechad, if you want to say one Chokham, for the Gemara Chad mi Motsi Matan, could one Chokham be Matan the Neder? The Amr of Rav, Amr of Chia, Baravin, Amr Rav Amrun, Tono, Hatoros Nedorim Beshleisha. You have to have three Dayanim there, Beshas Hatoros Nedorim. One person can't do it. So who's matter in there? There are three dayanim. The yellow betlos, the Elamai, we're talking now Mishnah when there were three dayanim there. And still the Mishnah says, if the chacham was not matter in there, and then she got a get, they cannot marry her. For the Gemara, Michashidi, if you have three people together in Bezna, are we afraid? For your Tana, that's the end of our Mishnah. Miyano, when a Ketana says goodbye to a husband by in front of Bezdin, or Shecholz in front of, or else they gave Chalitz in front of Bezdin, the Lachar is Yisienu. after she got chalitz, after she got mien, one of the three dayonim is allowed to marry her. Mevnei shu bezdin, because since they're three people together, so we're not afraid they bedafka did it in order to marry her, because three can't marry her. So you see, when the question of three, we're not afraid of a lot of Moshe Shemra. So how come the Reisha, when the Chacham is not matter the Nedi, telling me now it's three people, they can't marry her? So Mor says, no, Lyodom Mechad, Avad the Reisha by a Teres Nedarim, talking about one Chacham. Ah, you're saying one can't be matter, you need three? I'll tell you, could the Omer Rab Chizda, Omer Rab Yechanan, the Yochin Mumcha, Hakinani B'yotchim Yochin Mumcha. By regular Talmud Chacham, you have to have three of them. But if the person is a Yochid Mumcha, he could be matan neder by himself. A big Talmud Chacham, a Mumcha, a special one, he's allowed to be matan by himself. So our Mishnah is talking about even a Chacham, a Mumcha, if he's not matan the neder, and therefore the husband gives his wife a get, Mishum Laz, that Mumcha should not marry the lady. That people should not go around talk about him, that he did it on purpose in order to marry her. Vayta Miyan Oshachotza, Taima de Bezdin. Why do we say that now one of these three could marry her? Because there were three people. Hovetrei, mashmech only two people with their b'shas chalitza miyim. Loi, then we say they're also, they're not going to marry her. For the Gemara Mishnah, why is it different? Yehodat nan. Edim achsum amal sode, mekach. Two edim signed on the shtar when somebody sold his fields with a shtar. V'al get isha. Or else two edim signed on a get. The locher is loi choshuk achomim ledover. The Chomer were not choshes to say that after the get to Schal, one of these two Edim is allowed to marry the lady. And we don't say there's a chash that people will say these Edim made the get because they wanted to marry her. So here you see, when two people are involved, again there's no chashan. There's only a chashan if one person is causing the get, then we're afraid he's doing it because he wants to marry her. But once there are two people involved, two Edim, we're not afraid. So why do you say Mishnei Shu Bezdin, even if the Chalitza Amin would have been done in front of two, also it should be Mutter. So Gemara says, Eina Chanam, Yavadim, it's true. But the reason why it says three is, because he Gufa Kamashmulon, and wants to teach us this Chiddush. La'afukin amandiyom amiyim v'chnei shnayim. There's one mandiyom we'll have later that says, when the Ketana wants to say goodbye to her husband, she's allowed to do it in front of two Edim. She does not need a Bezdin. Kamashmulon here, we're teaching us not like that mandiyom. That miyim begimel. That the Ketana has a right to say goodbye to her husband, only she does it in front of a Bezdin. It has to be in front of three. So that's why it says that one of these three now is allowed to marry her. But who I did it would be if there be two people involved also, one of them could marry her. There's only a chshad, only a rumor will go around if there's only one person causing the get to take place. For the Mariboy Lihu, Konas Mal Shiyotzi, what's going to be in this halacha that we tell the Chochom he's not allowed to marry the lady? What's going to be if he does marry her? With the Rabbanon, does he have to give her a get or not? Hey, Savadim, Midi Rais, he's allowed to marry her. But since the Rabbanon said not, what's the halacha? Rav Kana Wama Konas Moitzi. Yes, the Rabbanon said you're not allowed to marry her. If you did, you have to give a get. You have to get rid of her. Rav Ashi Yama Konas Eni Moitzi. No, if you married already, the Rabbanon said you don't have to. Azai Vat didn't go. Tonu Lahu Rav Zutu Devei Rav Papi. Kedivri Yom, he learned like the man the Yama that says Konas Eni Moitzi. That if you do marry her with the Edim or the Chacham, they do not have to give her a get. I mean, the Shliach that brought together the Mishnah before, a Shliach that brought a get to send before the Nechtam, that we say is not allowed to marry her. If he did marry her, though, the din is Eina Moitzi. The Rabbanon just says the Katchila don't marry her, but if you do, you don't have to give her a get. Omru Le Rabbanon Rav Ashi, so Rabbanon says Mas Rav Ashi, Kimaroi Svara. Do you have a proof of what you're saying, or is it just a Svara you're saying by your own sense, your own Svara? I'll bring you a first Mishnah. The first Mishnah we had before. Hanit on Mishivcha v'nishtachra, if there was a rumor going around that a man lived with a Shivcha, and then the Shivcha became Nishtachra, she became a Jew. She came free. There was a rumor going around the man lived with a Shiksa. V'nizgayra, she became a Jew. So the Mishnah before said, Midirabonon areza lo yichnois. You're not allowed to marry her. V'im konas ein moitzi. And it says clearly, if you did marry her, so the Rabbanon don't say you have to give her a get.